You can tell a great deal about a county from the way its supporters get off the train in Houston. You'll know the crowd, unaccustomed to being involved late on in the summer, by the way they come thundering out of the carriages. Young lambs making their big field debut, brother jostling uncle for position, and the immediate break into a sprint, as if the referee is about to throw in the ball. In their inside pockets they have the earliest country edition imaginable of the Sunday Tribune, the wallet in the sock, and rivulets of sweat chasing down their brows, a state of affairs that also extends to their three kids being dragged along in mid-air, feet hitting the ground only every 50 yards or so, allowing their fertile little minds to believe they are Buzz Lightyear on a magnificent adventure to Jones's Road, and given that they don't know the territory that well, probably beyond two. This reenactment of the flight out of Egypt is quite a spectacle to behold, and I know plane watchers and bird spotters who occasionally forfeit their usual perches in favour of Houston on a championship Sunday. They tell me they've rarely been disappointed. And what we're describing here is 20 past 11 stuff, early in the day, hours to go yet. Even the Saturday evening contingent, who you might ordinarily associate with a more leisurely, self-confident approach, are beset by this unseemly urgency. They too hit the ground running, in a thousand different directions. Down the side there, where the cars are parked, across over towards the Ashling, out to the taxis where veteran drivers look right through them with bemused smiles, back down the train line from whence they came, out the front door, into Supermax, Eason's, the lot. And then, when the dust has settled, they spend hours texting and ringing each other before finally they get to enjoy an emotional reunion just before closing time in the Rat Mines Inn, where they exchange stories of seeing signs for Ashburn, Maynooth and Hackettstown itself. They've done a lot of running, right enough, but as they always say, you can't beat getting up on Saturday night to settle yourself in. But then you have the more experienced crowd. Kerry arrive when the referee is about to throw in the ball, and still they'll saunter down that platform so carefree you'd swear they were on day four of a Ross Nowla fortnight. Hands in pockets, they read the paper as they go along, concentration broken only to say something inane like, "See Eamon Breen over there. Fine player. An awful pity only ever got the one medal." They walk all the way to Croke Park, of course, timing their run just to perfection and taking their seat as Pat McEnany is scratching his head. And they'll watch the first half all right, but won't really engage with it, knowing it is little more than a foaling's gallop. And if strictly necessary, they may display greater animation after the break before short-stepping it back to Houston again, usually by an entirely different route to indicate their mastery of the capital. But the hardest crowd of all to figure out are Kilkenny. They don't do trains. They swoop on Dublin like a well-drilled force. They are utterly unimpressed by everything. A few years ago, on my way back to Bussorus, I fell into conversation with a wiry-looking young lad, and it was only as we come off Mountjoy Square that he let it slip he had scored 2-2 in the minor game earlier in the day. And given the weekend that'll soon be in it, that little cameo told me a great deal.